patriots. Welcome to First Dog on the Moon's Guide to Modern Living. I'm Walkley Award-winning cartoonist for The Guardian, First Dog on the Moon. And so the carbon tax is dead. Goodbye, little carbon tax. We loved you. We hated you. Most of us didn't even understand you. And now, like a nation of badly behaved dogs in the park, we're going to roll around in your stinky corpse. The carbon tax is dead. Long live the carbon tax. Australia's now an enthusiastic opponent of doing anything on climate change, other, of course, than flapping about ineffectually with our undies on our head, like a chicken with its undies on its head. We have removed a functional, effective and low-impact emissions pricing scheme, and in its place, we've bunged a bunch of work for the dull kiddies planting trees that will certainly die. That's the trees, not the kiddies, although you never know with this government. All that along with a delicious trough of taxpayer dollars going to Tony's big polluter corporate mates. What a crock. I'm so cross, I have written a poem. After all the hue and cry, the carbon tax was sent to die. It shuffled off its mortal coil to end its troubled life of toil. So many stupid lies were told that saw the carbon tax get rolled. And sticking a fork in it, it's done. Its carbon taxing race is run. For Tony Abbott did despise it. He promised he would euthanise it. Addressing climate change takes valour and someone to rebuild Whyalla. But all that's left is direct action. Emissions barely cut a fraction. Now, direct action's just cosmetic. Climate change is anthropogenic. Goodbye, carbon tax, we cried. You were not perfect, but you tried. And of this world, it's had enough it. Now prepares to finally snuff it. The end. Oh, little carbon tax, you reduced emissions just like you were supposed to. You didn't cause the price of a leg of lamb to be $100. You didn't even put a wrecking ball through the economy. But you did make Tony angry. Is that the reason you're gone? Is that why the procession of quietly weeping mourners carry your still warm body down to the compost heap? No carbon-causing cremation for you, obviously, just to be popped in the worm farm like an old forgotten bag of carrots discovered at the back of the fridge. Why get rid of a functioning, effective carbon reduction scheme? The real reason you're gone to that great compost bin in the sky is because you stood in Tony's way. And you stood in Tony's way like a beacon, like a red-haired lightning rod. You stood for everything that woman stood for, and so you were doomed. It seems none of this is about policy or the national interest. Direct action isn't a policy position. It's the rules of a late-night drinking game at Greg Hunt's place. This isn't about economics or the environment. Perhaps it's about revenge, about how much Tony hates that woman. How great is it to live in a country whose future direction is determined by the stunted man feelings of 18 old white men, a nation randomly navigated through space by the petty resentments and unresolved rage of an entire political party? This country's being run by feelings, people's angry feelings. Aren't humans funny? Deny the science and betray all our children, even your own. Do your worst, Tony. History will revile you. History will cast you down. And on your deathbed, may you remember this moment. And may your deathbed be far away. May you live a long and healthy life so you can see the damage you have wrought. And when you die and get up to heaven... Just kidding. There's no God either. After this, it's just darkness for all eternity. This was your one chance, and you blew it. Goodbye, little carbon tax. We salute you. And we salute you too, patriots. Thanks for listening. This has been First Dog on the Moon's Guide to Modern Living, proudly brought to you by the First Dog on the Moon Institute.